Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Rambling Man Podcast, the place where we tell you all the latest and greatest information on technology in the 21st century. I'll be your host this evening as we talk about medical technology and military technology. Which is better for America? Now, both of these topics are very important to America, not only for the great frontier, for us to protect it, but also to keep it in the condition that it is now. We're not going to really discuss the American healthcare system in its entirety, but we will talk about the technology, how we're expanding it, making it better than it is, and we'll do the same thing for military. So first, let's talk about medical technology. We're getting advances in medical technology almost every day. There's funding coming from everywhere. Charity organizations, donors, like celebrities, IT tech company CEOs, everywhere. The government is funding medical research, as it should be. It makes the most sense. We're getting cures for diseases that we never knew existed. Probably not, but you get my point. Medical technology is at its peak, and I assume it'll only excel further from here. Matter of fact, I believe it's going to soar recently, as everyone's heard of that zombie deer virus that's been going around recently. It can't spread to humans, I don't believe. But that goes to show there are so many interesting diseases and viruses out there that might spread to humans one day. And if we don't have the funding to research them, find cures for them, or vaccinations, or medications to at least suppress the symptoms in them, then we might as well write off the extinction of the human race as is. Just look back in the past, before medical technology was to where it is now. The Black Plague, smallpox, all of those terrifying diseases that cut through the population and just took away so many lives that we look at now and say, oh, that's easy to cure. Just do this, this, and boom, there you go. But it wasn't so simple back then. One, because technology as a whole wasn't as sophisticated as it is now, not as advanced. But also because we have the knowledge. We have the knowledge of things that they had no idea of. They had no idea that viruses are practically incurable. They thought sicknesses were things from God, religions. They thought it was religious based. Some people did. Some people believe that mental illness was demons in your head, and you had to get the demons out, and then your mental problems would be cured. Of course, that wasn't the case. We know that now. They didn't know any better. Oh, what a time it would have been to live back then. Be glad you're living in a world of modern medicine. But that goes to show, medical technology and its advancements in general is very important for society at large. As a matter of fact, now that I think about it, military technology and medical technology both intertwine because medical technology obviously stems over to military. If a serviceman gets shot in a battle, a field medic could go over, patch him up, but he would have to be discharged from the battle. What if one day we get to the point where if someone gets shot, they can discharge from the fight for a few seconds. A field medic goes over to them, just spans them up a little bit, and then seconds later, they're back in fighting condition. That's some future technology stuff right there, but I believe that one day we'll get to that point. Medical technology is very, very important to invest money, research, time into. But there's also military technology as well, and this is where we transition to that one. Military technology is very important. One, to defend the homeland, that is America and its United States, but also serve as just the peak of military prowess. America has by far the largest military infrastructure compared to any other country on Earth. We put in the most money for our military budget compared to any other country. We already have one of, if not the biggest and strongest militaries in the world. And that's an intimidation factor. If a world war starts, or if any war starts, we are more than ready and prepared for anything that they can throw at us. Except nukes. I don't think anyone's ready for nukes. Hopefully we don't get to that point. But we're already pouring so much money into the military. Do we really need any more? Especially compared to something like medical technology? Maybe so, maybe not. Because, of course, the military has things that they're really good at. Being the military, for one, defending the homeland, and protecting the United States of America. From terrorism, foreign countries who would wish to dispel democracy and all of its capitalistic ideals. We need to defend ourselves, obviously. And we're doing a very great job at it. Then again, there's no mass wars happening right now. So I believe that military technology needs to be invested in to the point where we can stay at where we are now. If someone surpasses us, this is my opinion, if someone surpasses us, then we are in danger, I would say. I feel safe, personally, knowing that our military is so much stronger than any other country on Earth that I don't need to worry at night. I don't need to worry that I'm going to be caught in a bombing run from Britain or Russia or China or anywhere where a global superpower may have military force. Because I know, I have confidence in our military and our technology and all of that to keep us safe. Now, if I was living somewhere else, like the UK or China, where their military isn't as strong, I may be a little bit concerned. So, I believe that military technology should be funded to the point where we can stay where we are now. Medical technology, we need to invest more into. The more, the merrier. The more we put into that, the more diseases we can cure, and the more things that we can fix. Mental illness, for one. If we can fix that, or we can at least throw some remedies to it, that'll be great. We'll be excelling where almost no one else has before. And that's an amazing thing. But we need to keep focus on military technology as well to defend the homeland and make sure that nothing ever happens to us. And that's very important. Because if we don't have a military, then we're going to be dead before we even need to have a medical field to help us. That's how I see it anyways. I would like to see all of your wonderful opinions on where you stand at this issue. What should be funded more? If one should be funded more than the other, or they should be funded equally. All your little quaint opinions and contrivances. I would love to hear them. Anyways, this has been the Rambling Man Podcast, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.